it's ready to go. And yeah, what can you say other than Altoona's in a location they haven't usually been in?
Well, again, the Altoona Railroaders, they lead by 9. They led by as many as 13 in the first half. A chance to close this game out, but Bloomer, while they are young, once again, they've got 8 sophomores on their roster, and it's sophomores that really do carry them. It's still a program that has a pedigree, a program that believes. These players haven't necessarily been a part of that success, but you're kind of born into that success, and they've got a chance for a nice comeback win. Does Bloomer. So you know they're not going to go down quietly, at least early on in the second half.
As we have gotten underway, Bloomer has inbounded the ball, and we are set to go. Rayla Hartman passes it to Aaliyah Hartman. Now back to, now underneath for Cressy, who tried to kick it to Eddie's Weaveloff on the far side. Tips off an Altoona player and goes out of bounds. Just underway here in the second half, Altoona still leads by 9. Pass, the inbound pass attempted by Helen looking for Aaliyah Hartman is intercepted, though. Now a spin-around play by Braylon Cyberling is no good off the side rim. And the rebound to Bloomer. Up the court they go. Helen now passes it into the corner. Now for Craig. Ball eventually ended up in Briella Hartman's hand, trying to drive into the lane, and she will draw a foul on Braylon Cyberling. That'll be her second and the first team foul in the second half. Quick inbound pass from Helen towards Aaliyah Hartman, who went for 3, no good. Then on the ensuing rebound, a foul on Addie's Weefelhofer. That'll be her first. So both teams trade off a foul to start off the first minute into the second half. Quick drive in by Lily Duquesne, but her effort off the glass too strong. Rella Hartman now passes to Cressy. No good as on a layup drive attempt, as hers was not strong enough. Duquesne in the paint. Now kicks it out to Bressina. To Braylon Cyberling, top of the key. Drives, stops, pivots. Now to Lily Duquesne on the near side corner for 3, and she got it. Lily Duquesne has really showed off here in this one as she gets the lead up to 12, 35 to 23.
And she's got 10 points individually.
As a drive attempt by Aaliyah Hartman is her layup attempt. Not quite enough as it taps off the front rim. Addie Cyberling, top of the key. Now cycled around to Emma Lima. Now to Bressina. Cycle around. Addie Cyberling, far side wing for 3. No good. And the rebound soaked up by Zweifelhofer. Back up the court comes Bloomer. It's not like they've really taken their time. They continue to look for Zweifelhofer. Helland had driven into the lane and was looking for Zweifelhofer on the far side, but it was not there. Addie Cyberling on the near side. Dribbles. Now drives into the paint. Kicks up a floater, no good. And the rebound batted around before Aaliyah Hartman picks it up.
Yeah, the teams have combined for only one made shot so far in this half.
As here's Cressy. Cressy driving in, looking for Zweifelhofer. Barely kept in bounds, though. Slapped up top to Briella Hartman, who drove in and went for a shot, but it did not fall. And the rebound to Altoona. Now Altoona the other way. Bressina looking to find a pass to Braylon Cyberling, but intercepted again by Bloomer. And we've seen that time and time again here. It's been turnovers that have really kept the shots down a little bit now. Like going to be a foul called on. They're going to give it to Emma Lima. That'll be her third and the second on Altoona. So Lima will stay in the game, but she's going to be a bit more cautious now just with the fact that she's got three and starting to enter that danger zone. As driving in and scoring is Aaliyah Hartman. And Bloomer has cut the lead down to 10 with 14:30 to go before the end of this one. Duquesne stops, pivots after a drive attempt, now kicks it to Klicka. Klicka now dribbling it, Braylon Sabling. Now Braylon Sabling got it again, top of the key for three, got it. Braylon Sabling top of the key, got the three to fall. And Altoona extends the lead to 13 points now. And
yeah, this match is a game high for Altoona.
Game high situation. Now a drive is denied on Grace Cressy, who was looking right, but she was denied by basically the entire Altoona team. Amber Brasino tried a three, but it was no good. But on the ensuing offensive rebound, Altoona lays it up and in. And this is a new game high. Altoona leading 40-25. 15 points is a new game high with 13:30 to go. Bloomer then turns the ball over to Lily Duquesne. And Altoona with the basketball again. So we've seen Altoona come alive in the second half while being down. And it doesn't look like they're showing signs of stopping here as Emma Lima's shot on the near side, no good. But we've seen them be a second half team, and they have not shown signs of slowing. As here's a shot for three by Briella Hartman. Eventually the ball bounces around, and eventually a foul on Jasmine Klicka on Altoona. So that'll be her second foul of the game, and Bloomer will get the inbound pass underneath the hoop. They'll kick it out quickly to Aaliyah Hartman. Her shot no good. Now on the ensuing rebound, it's Libby Brasina who gets it and the foul. So it'll be foul call. Hold will result in just one shot. And
yeah, they got Klicka on the foul, her second.
So Klicka with two straight now, and Bloomer has a chance to cut the lead down to 12. And Libby Brescina's shot does end up falling through the hoop on the rainbow shot. And the lead cut down to 12 with 12:48 to go and counting. Eddie Seiberling on the near side wing. Stops and passes. Cycled around to Duquesne. Duquesne drives in the lane. Now passes to Seiberling, who starts a drive. Eventually kicked around to her sister, Braylon Seiberling, on the far side wing. But her shot, however, airballs away and out of bounds. Bloomer with the basketball, 12:30 to go. Sierra Hartman goes for a little hook shot on the near side, down on the baseline, and gets it to go through the hoop. Great shot by Sierra Hartman. Now Altoona with it. Clenchman now to Lily Duquesne, who passes to the far side wing for Brescina. That shot no good, and on the ensuing rebound, the ball will bounce out of bounds, they say, off Addie's Weefel offer. So the ball will stay with Altoona. 12 minutes left in this game. Pass made inbounds. Addie Seiberling with it. Drives in, stops, passes to her sister Braylon, gets it, and the foul. Braylon Seiberling driving in on the pass from her sister and draws the foul in the process. Foul will be on Aaliyah Hartman. And as calm as a cucumber, Braylon Seiberling makes the free throw, and the lead back up to 13 for Altoona, 43-30. Here's Libby Brescina on the far side wing. Cycled around in three-point land by Bloomer. Now, Aaliyah Hartman passes to her sister, Briella Hartman, driving. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound by Addie Zwiefelhofer. And the layup does fall to make it an 11-point game. Altoona, though, not to be deterred. A pass by Addie Seiberling looking for sister Braylon. No good. Intercepted. And now we have a foul on the ensuing play the other way. Brielle Hartman took a bump. And that'll be on Addie Seiberling. That'll be her second. And that's fine. 11-12 still at play. Now, quick inbound pass to Sierra Hartman, who takes a corner three and buries it with 11 minutes to go. And, well, that's been how Bloomer has set up on threes. They get the ball, the inbound pass quick, and then shoot a quick three. And Altoona is going to commit a travel here by Klein-Schmidt. And with 10:53 to go, we've got a timeout on the court. 43-35 the score when we come back at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. That's ECHometownRadio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at ECHometownRadio.com.
And welcome back, Derek Montesano with you. Bloomer attacking to the hoop to our right. Ball in the corner now, driving in, Libby Bracina passes to the right to a player right next to her by the name of Addie Zwiefelhofer. And on that ensuing pass, she takes a foul. Lily Duquesne, the guilty party. And Addie Zwiefelhofer will get two shots. First shot falls successfully, and the game now 43-36.
Yeah, Altoona led by as many as 15 just moments ago, but Bloomer back into this game now, down by only 7 with 10:35 to go in regulation.
Weeble off her second shot, lips out no good, and Altoona the basketball. Raylan Severling will dribble it up. Stopped, now passes to the near side with Duquesne before she adds one more to Addie Seiberling. Now underneath for Duquesne, goes up for a reverse layup and takes a foul in the process. Foul will go on Addie Zwiefelhofer. That'll be her second. And now Lily Duquesne gets her chance at the line. Duquesne's first shot off the side rim, no. At one, a floater, and just bounced off the side rim and took a very hard bound. Second shot, didn't have enough on it as it hit the front rim, no good. So two missed free throws by Altoona. Here's ball kicked up top to Aaliyah Hartman, who drains a three. And all of a sudden, Bloomer has come all the way back to make this a four-point game. Standing with it, Emma Lima, the 6-foot-tall player, makes it very easy to note. She passes to Amber Bacina at the top of the key. Now Lily Duquesne inside has it. She kicks it outside to Braylon Sarville. She drives, stops, pivots. Lily Duquesne just inside the three-point line on the near side wing. Shot off the front rim, no. And the rebound grabbed by Zwiefelhofer. Now Bloomer with the basketball in the near corner. Kicked outside. Now back in the corner now with Briella Hartman. She tries to drive down low on the baseline, but her ball is ripped away by Braylon Cyberleg. And Altoona quickly back down the court. Amber Bressine on the far side. Kicks it to Lily Duquesne, who passes it to Addie Cyberleg. Now to her sister Braylon underneath. Now passed out to the far side wing for Amber Bressine, no good. And Bloomer with the basketball.
Well, one thing Bloomer's doing a much better job in the second half. They're clearing out those rebounds. They're defending their own side with those rebounds. Bloomer doesn't score the other way. And here comes Altoona as Addie Cyberling drives through and a layup with the right hand as she scores. And that sort of puts a dent into this Bloomer run they've been on. But as I was saying, Bloomer's done a much better job on the defensive rebounding side. That's hurt Altoona. They were getting all those second and third chances in the first half. Well, timeout taken by Bloomer, 8:21 to go in the second half. Altoona leads by 6, 45-39. Derek with the play-by-play and more when we come back right after this here on Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today. And welcome back, Derek Montesano with you. 8:21 to go in regulation. Altoona leading 45-39. And you know it's always going to be a good atmosphere at one of these games when the pep band shows up, the first time that Altoona has had the pep band here. And that always creates an atmosphere at really any sporting event when the pep band shows up. It really does create that feeling. Well, Bloomer with the basketball coming out of the timeout. They trail by 6. On the near side wing, swung across to the far side to Delaney Helland, who kicked it to Briella Hartman, and her three no good before being laid up and in on the offensive rebound. Now Altoona the other way. Duquesne passes it to the opposite side. Emma Lima. Lima stops, kicks it out to Bressine. Back to Lima on the far side corner, just inside two-point line. No good. Now a cycle up, now a kick up top, and Addie Cyberling was the one to take the three. That one off the side rim. No. .735 to go. Altoona leading just by 4. Remember, they were up by 15 at one point. Duquesne under the hoop. Passes it up top to Emma Lima, top of the key. She stops and hands it off to Klicka. Klicka. Now back to Duquesne. Duquesne lays it up and in on the reverse. And Lily Duquesne has really been showing. She's been showing her abilities today. Delaney Helland attempts a three on the near side wing, no good. And Altoona comes back with speed. Addie Cyberling passes it around. Emma Lima on the far side wing. Now over to Lily Duquesne. Back to Emma Lima on the far side. Now to Klicka. Klicka drives. Tried to stop, but she had traveled. And Bloomer gets the basketball back, trailing by 6. And with just 6:50 to go, this could really turn into a ball game here. Could turn into one of those games very quickly. And Briella Hartman dribbles around within three-point land. Now passes it up top to Helland. Helland back to Briella Hartman, who drives in. Her shot seemed to sit on the rim for eternity. The layup attempt had sat on the front rim for a good second and a half before falling down and being eaten up by about two Bloomer players and three Altoona players.
Altoona holding on to this lead here, up by six with 6:25 and counting to go in the second half. They've led big for most of this game. It's kind of a reverse of what most of their games have been this year. Can they close this one out?
As Braylon Siverling finds Emma Lima underneath, but she was guarded. Now back to Braylon Siverling up top. She decides she'll do it herself as she drives into the lane and lays it up and in. Now Bloomer quickly passes into the far corner. Now Sierra Hartman drives into the lane on the far side wing, and she gets the layup to fall. Altoona up by six, but Bracino walks the baseline, then passes to Lima. Now to Braylon Siverling. Siverling passed to Lily Duquesne, but Duquesne's attempt to drive bounced off her foot and right to Bloomer. Bit of an unlucky scene for Duquesne, as a quick three-pointer from the top of the key by Sierra Hartman. And all of a sudden, Bloomer's cut the lead down to three, and it's a one-possession game. Addie Siverling on the near side wing. Now to Emma Lima on the opposite side wing. Duquesne at the top of the key, passed it underneath for Addie Siverling. She went up for the shot but was fouled by Sierra Hartman, and that's going to be her fourth. So Sierra Hartman's in a dangerous situation. She's got four fouls now. As the first shot by Addie Siverling off the front rim, no good. Exactly 5 minutes still to play in this one, and this game has gotten very scary for an Altoona team that was up by 15 earlier in this game. And like you said, I think you hit the nail on the head, Addie. This is a reverse of what they usually have, as they do make the set and free throw to Addie Siverling. A pass from Brielle Hartman to Aaliyah Hartman slipped through her hands. She was able to regain control, however. Brielle Hartman passes to Helen, top of the key. Now pass down low to Libby Bracina, but she got it bumped away from her, and Altoona gains control. Braylon Siverling barks out the play. Now passes to Bracina on the near side wing, who finds it driving Duquesne wide open for the layup.
Wow, Duquesne up to 12 points in the, actually, take that back, she's up to 14 points in the game, and the lead back up to six for Altoona.
As Helland in the paint passes it back up top, looking for Bracina. Bracina went for the shot, but it hit off the backboard. Braylon Siverling, passed it into the paint for Duquesne, but the ball bounced off a player's foot, and there's going to be a foul called on the play on Briella Hartman. And we're going to get a timeout on the court. 3:52 still to play in this one. Altoona leads 52-46 when we come back at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com.
We got the potential for a fun one here in Altoona, as Altoona leads 52-46, a six-point lead with 3:52 to go. And this all happening under a week before all these girls head off to winter break. And I know that's on my mind. I'm sure it's on all these girls' minds what they're going to be doing for winter break.
And again, one of the Altoona players, Kennedy Berg, who Michelle Poplinski is so high on, she's already on vacation this week with her family, their super player off the bench. But without her today, Altoona's had others step up, namely Lily Duquesne. And Altoona with that six-point lead with under four to go, trying to close this one out.
As Braylon Stiveling has it right near the logo between the wheels. Now, Bracina back to Stiveling in the north spot. Bracina again on the near side wing. Back to Braylon Stiveling, back to Bracina. They're playing now inside for Duquesne. She plays catch with Addie Stiveling before finding Lily Duquesne on the three-point line. That shot no good, and now a scramble for the ball in the corner results in Bloomer coming away with it. Quick three coming by, look to be Sierra Hartman, no good, and now a quick drive up the floor by Altoona, Addie Cyberling. She gets the layup and a little interest coming on top. Potential for a little interest.
Yeah, she got fouled. Derek, you got to describe that. She got hit there.
She got hit on the arm. The foul will be on Libby Bracina. And Addie Sibling shot rainbows on in. And Altoona goes up by nine, 55-46, with just under 3 minutes to go. Briella Hartman passed it to Lily, no, Addie's Weefle offer, I should say, in the paint. She tried to jam it up into the hoop, but was defended very well underneath.
And
now a foul coming. It'll be on, looks to be on.
It's on Bloomer.
Yeah, it'll be on Bloomer. Okay. It'll be 31.
It's a foul on Addie Ziefelhofer, who went up for the went up for the rebound and pushed off as the referee signaled right there. And with that being the eighth foul, we'll go the other way, and it being a 1-1.
Correct. That'll be a 1-1 shot. And the first shot by Lily Duquesne does fall to 44. Still to play. And Altoona's up by 10. Second shot off the back rim, no. And the rebound grabbed by Bloomer. Briella Hartman will dribble it up. Dribbling around. Gets a reach and come in by Addie Sibling. She tried to take the ball away and had got a little bit of gotten the arm. And with that being the seventh foul on Altoona, it'll be a 1-1 for Bloomer. By the way, third foul on Addie Sibling. Front end of the 1-1 is off the backboard, no, by Briella Hartman. And Altoona gains control, passing around the backcourt. Eventually, Amber Bracina on the near side wing. Now between the wheels, Briella Hartman. Emma Lima passes to Lily Duquesne underneath, who eventually gets it back to Emma Lima, who will lay it up and in. And with time running out, a timeout will be called by Bloomer with 2:04 to go. Altoona holds on to a 58-46 lead when we come back at echometownradio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Briella Hartman inbound for Bloomer. She inbounds and regains it from her sister, Aaliyah. Now on the far side. Dribbling it with Bressina, but she tried to pass it to Zweifel off her on the opposite side of the hoop underneath, and the ball went off her foot. And Altoona gets the ball. Full court press coming from Bloomer here. They're running out of time. A minute 52 to go, and trying to dribble up the court, Altoona, but Briella Hartman did bomb Braylon Cyberling. So back to the other end for a 1-1, as that is the ninth foul on Bloomer. Braylon Cyberling's front end of the 1-1 is good, so she does get the second shot. Dribbles the basketball a few times, now goes up for the second shot and makes it nice and easily in. 60-46, Altoona has pulled away here late. Sierra Hartman drives in, takes a shot. Jumper no good. And the rebound squirmed out. Addie Seibling tried to take it, but she traveled at about midcourt on the far side. So the ball goes back to Bloomer. Briella Hartman will dribble it up. Now we're going to get a foul to be a blocking. It'll be a blocking foul on Addie's Weevil offer. And that'll be her fourth with a minute 34 to go. And now you don't really consider foul trouble too much, as we are this point in the game. Altoona, as Altoona has it with Duquesne. Lows with the handle on it and ends up double dribbling with it, trying to regain possession at about mid-court just between the wheels. And Bloomer regains the basketball. Briella Hartman driving, no good. Offensive rebound by Eddie Zweifelhofer is good, and a foul will be called.
Was it good? It wasn't good.
No good. The ball bounced out. I don't know what I saw. So, two shots coming. And the first shot from Eddie Zweifelhofer is good, and a shot there, lead cut to 13 with a minute 18. Still to play. And the second shot on its way also falls. So two made free throws by Zweifelhofer. And Altoona will dribble it up. Bressina passes it up to Duquesne, top of the key. Now her and Braylon Cyberling play catch. Braylon Cyberling, far side wing. Looking for Addie Seibeling, gives it away though to Sierra Hartman. Her 3 no good. Now over to Aaliyah Hartman. Her 3 air balls and bounces out of bounds. And we're going to get a timeout called on the court. 48.8. We'll stay right here. Altoona leading 60-48 with just 48 seconds to go. And Altoona looks on their way to take down a very young Bloomer team, but a team that has been written with success. So this has got to feel good for Altoona to be where they are right now, especially going into the holiday season. And yeah, you got something else to bring up at the family dinner on Christmas.
Yeah, Altoona, 60 points. They've been strong defensively in this game, and yeah, I think for Michelle Poplinski and the coaching staff, they'll be happy with this one. And they'll take this momentum perhaps to Thursday night when they're scheduled to take on Osceola in a Middle Borders Conference matchup. Obviously, that is weather permitting with the potential of a snowstorm hitting us on Thursday, but got to feel good about this one if you are Altoona. Yeah, Bloomer's young and all that, but Bloomer was 5-0 in non-conference games, entering action tonight. This young Bloomer team has had a lot of success before tonight.
Yeah, as Altoona will inbound it, Duquesne gets it to run it up the court. Gets to about mid-court and then is bumped and loses the ball. There will be a foul on the play. It will be on Grace Gresci. 42.9 to go before the conclusion of this one. Altoona up by 12, 60-48, and the potential for more from Duquesne. As Duquesne's first shot off the front rim, we've reached 10 fouls now, so any foul results in two shots. Duquesne off the front rim with the first one. Second one off the back heel, no good. So she hits the front rim and the back heel, no. Now Bloomer with a burst of speed. Brielle Hartman drives in and lays it up. Now quickly, Addie Seibeling runs up the court with Amber Bressina, and they lay it up and in. 62-50 with 22 seconds and counting. Ball in the corner now, Cressy. And Cressy drives in and gets a layup. Now, Lily Duquesne running it, passes to Brown. Hartman, 8 seconds left now. Just 5 seconds to go and counting. Ball kicked up top. Now, Emma Lima, 0 seconds will come, and that's the ball game. Altoona wins 62-52 over the Bloomer Blackhawks, and a good one for them. So when we come back, we will recap what happened in this one. Altoona takes down Bloomer by a final score of 62-52. When we come back here at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Stay tuned for tonight's postgame show featuring a recap of the game and a look at the final stats.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's time for tonight's postgame show featuring a recap of the game. Let's get back to the gym and Scott Montesano.
And welcome back to Altoona High School. Derek Montesano with you. The Altoona Railroaders beat the Bloomer Blackhawks by a score of 62-52. And it was one of those situations where they had taken a big lead in the first half. Bloomer did make a comeback. They were only down 3 at one point, but then Altoona was able to pull back away and end up taking this one by 10.
Yeah, Altoona built up a couple of big leads in this game, and what you like if you are Altoona, a team that's been maybe at times this year struggling a bit with some adversity on the floor, and it takes them some time to collect themselves again. Tonight, got their big leads. Bloomer had a couple of kicks in them. Altoona withstood it, built the lead right back up, and Altoona gets the win tonight. I think one that they're going to be very satisfied with. A lot of things to like from Altoona, from how they were very aggressive on the offensive glass in the first half to how they kept their composure as Bloomer tried to pull off comebacks in the second half. Altoona's shooting overall tonight, as we'll mention in a moment, was pretty solid. Overall, a solid non-conference win for Altoona and a big night for Lily Duquesne in particular.
Yeah, Lily Duquesne really had an amazing night. I can't even begin to describe how well she had played. Well, why don't you run us through some of those stats?
Well, leading scorers for Bloomer, they were led by Addie Ziefelhofer, who had 12. Briella Hartman had 10. For Altoona, they were led by Lily Duquesne's 15 points, also 12 each for Addie Siverling and Braylon Siverling. Amber Brasina tacked on 11. For the game, Altoona shot 22 of 51, about 40%, about 45% from the field. That's not too bad. You'll take that. Bloomer was held to just 19 of 48 shooting. They really struggled to shoot the ball. Bloomer only made 4 3-pointers all night. Meanwhile, Altoona had 6. Altoona did very good on the glass, especially in the first half. In the second half, rebounding kind of evened itself out. But Altoona, that offensive glass work they had in the first half, so key to them building the big lead, led by as many as 15 in this game, led by 9 at the break. They go on to win by 10, 62-52. Bloomer's record will fall to 6-3. Altoona improves to 5-3 overall.
Yeah, Altoona, big win here for them, and good non-conference win to pick up. All right, we'll take...
Well, that'll wrap it up here in a moment. Well, I do want to remind everybody, this is it for our coverage prior to the holidays, prior to Christmas. So everybody have yourself a Merry Christmas out there and a Happy New Year. We're back with you right away after New Year. So after you sleep off the eggnog and you wipe away all the lipstick from those New Year's kisses you're going to get, we're back with you on Thursday, January the 2nd. Another non-conference game for this Altoona girls basketball team. We'll be right back here at Altoona High School for Altoona against Menominee on Thursday, January 2nd. Thursday, January 2nd, Altoona against Menominee in girls basketball, our next coverage. So between now and then, lots of Christmas gifts, right, Derek?
Yep, we got Christmas gifts. We got New Year's still to come before we can get right back into basketball. Well, that should about do it for this coverage. On behalf of everybody that made this broadcast possible, I'm Derek Montesano, saying there's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. Make sure to take advantage of it. And until January 2nd, so long, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this presentation of Eau Claire High School Football from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. For a schedule of other upcoming games, visit echometownradio.com or thetap.fm. We'll be right back.
But it is, it is, I try to be accessible, right? I'm a regular person. I'm a mom. Mm-hmm. I eat, you know, sparsely on a low salary. You know, I live paycheck to paycheck, and I talk about that because it's something like 3 out of 4 people live paycheck to paycheck. And this mm-hmm. idea that we're supposed to like feel ashamed of it and not talk about that. I have 2 degrees. I'm working in the field that I'm educated in. You know, the reality is that public service isn't for the money. But for a lot of people who are working for the money, they're not getting it. And they're struggling to buy groceries, and we're struggling to buy these things. And I'm in that struggle right alongside mm-hmm. so many people. And so I know what that's like. And when I'm advocating for my own experience as much as I am for so many other people. So trying to break some of those stigmas down. And I think my cannabis work kind of reflects a lot of that,
right.
You know, just talking about something that people were too afraid to talk about in the spotlight often. And I don't know, I just think if we're less fake and we stop the theater, there's so much political theater. I just think that the public will want to be involved in more and feel like they can be involved more. But if we just continue to act like it's a place for the elites, and if we act like it's, you have to act a certain way, dress a certain way, be a certain way, think a certain way, that's not going to create the bigger tent. And I think that's what my party is doing, is we're creating a bigger tent to say, how can we be more, bring in more people into just civics? I ran the model mm-hmm. legislature at the Capitol last couple weeks ago, and that was the most powerful thing I've ever seen. So if you haven't seen that Metro States model legislature right out of St. Paul, we ran it at the Capitol on December 5th and 6th. Their social media's got more about it, but bringing kids yeah. into this and so many other things.
Well, let's talk about, you know, you were ahead of the curve when we were talking about cannabis and medical and legalizing it. Let's talk a little bit about your journey and also where we're at today.
Yeah, so I got into cannabis legalization because I found that cannabis was very healing for me. I had quite a traumatic childhood, and so having complex PTSD was a hard thing to treat. You know, I tried all the pharmaceuticals, and I've been through tons of hours of therapy and group and individual and all the different things, while also being like a very high achieving, successful woman. And so that stigma of like, but look, you're so successful, and knowing I still didn't feel great about it, that's where cannabis kind of filled a gap for me. And that's, it's different for everybody. Some people are in pain. Some people can't sleep. Some people can't eat. Some people just like to enjoy it. You know, everybody has their own relationship with the plant, but for me, that's what it was, healing. And so it helped me find my voice in what I actually love to do, which is policy advocacy. And so we got involved, and we just lobbied local government, got involved with our local party stuff, kind of worked our way up and began to just be seen, right? The world's run by people who show up. So we just kept showing up everywhere we could. From there, I helped my house rep get elected. And then eventually he, like after a year or so, he decided he wasn't going to seek another term. And I was kind of shocked. And I said, what are we going to do? And he said, I think you should run. And so wow. that I ran for office. And so my advocacy predates my election. But then once I got elected, I started to work on all of that. Now we have legalized it. We've ended prohibition. August 1st, 2023, it no longer became a crime to consume a healing plant in a peaceful way. And we threw the big event at First Avenue to celebrate. You know, it was really magical for me to stand at First Avenue and see like the police kind of protecting the line, like the block that we had blocked off. And as everybody within their line was freely smoking. And, you know, I've heard from people who are like, I thought I would never see this in my lifetime. And like, that's why I got into this, was to just make sure people could consume in a safe and healing way. That's really today where we're at. It's really kind of transformed. I think like we have short memories, so we sometimes forget some of the things that happened in the past, but we expunged everybody's record. We are resentencing anybody with a felony conviction. We are allowing anybody that's got, you know, it used to say that you couldn't work in the cannabis industry if you had any crimes other than cannabis crimes, which I felt like that was prejudicial. And so we amended that before we passed the bill to make sure it was more broad to more people, but did also still keep us safe from white collar crime, human and labor trafficking, and other real like kind of kingpin style crimes. And so we drew that line and threaded that needle really well. So I think like we forgot about all that stuff that's happened. You can't lose your job anymore just for smoking weed on the weekends. Like, don't smoke weed at work, but like, you can't lose your job. Your kids are not going to get taken away simply because you consume cannabis in ways not around them. Like, you cannot expose children to it. That's still true, But like, you're not going to risk losing custody of your kids because you were out at a friend's house where there were no children consuming cannabis, right? When you're safe with it, it's good. So today we're kind of in this business side of things. So we're launching licensing. We're getting into that. So the few people that think that they have what it takes to run a cannabis business in Minnesota, those folks are stepping up to.
93.5 The Tap. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has plans for the next Trump administration. What does that mean for people in Wisconsin? We'll kick that around. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, a developing story out of Baltimore County, Maryland, where police say multiple people have been shot in Towson. The ATF is assisting police. New York prosecutors charged the man accused of killing United Healthcare CEO with murder as an act of terrorism. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
It was a cold and calculated crime that stole a life and put New Yorkers at risk.
Madison, Wisconsin police are trying to figure out what caused a 15-year-old student to go on a deadly shooting rampage at her school yesterday. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Some have asked if people were specifically targeted. Everyone was targeted in this incident, and everyone was put in equal danger.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer proposes legislation in response to drone sightings.